Hello and welcome to this episode where we explore the digital transformation of Savencia, a major player in the food industry, with the help of Samarki, specialist in data management. It might not ring a bell, but behind this name are well-known brands like Caprice de Dieu, Elle and Vire, and many others, including gourmet brands like Valrhona, La Maison du Chocolat de Neuville, and many more. They operate in 120 countries and generate revenue of over 7 billion euros, with 20,000 employees and 104,000 clients. We will see how Savencia managed to gather and improve its global customer information, highlighting the importance of good data management to reinforce their business strategies with the help of Samarki. Samarki is an innovative company that transforms how organizations use their data to create business value quickly. It offers an integrated platform designed to discover, govern, manage, integrate, and visualize vital data dispersed across different systems and applications. This approach allows companies to fully leverage their information resources to improve their processes and make informed strategic decisions. We are pleased to welcome Philippe Millard, General Commercial Director at Savencia, who will share the challenges and successes of this strategic initiative. Discover how this transformation helped Savencia better understand and serve its global customers in a constantly evolving market. Stay with us to dive into this fascinating case study. Hello, Philippe Millard.
Hello.
So, Philippe, could you perhaps start by giving us a brief description of what Savencia offers and what your role entails?
Savencia is a family-owned group, culturally attached to the autonomy of its subsidiaries to be as close as possible to its consumers and clients. What do I do? Well, I am the commercial director of the group, and when I was appointed in 2017, I realized that we had no consolidated view of what we were doing with our various clients. So we worked to try to solve this issue.
Before the creation of the commercial directorate in 2017, how was the client database perceived within Savencia?
There was no global client database. Each autonomous entity had its own. France had its database, Poland had its database, the United States had its own, and they all worked very well with their clients and consumers. However, nothing existed at a consolidated group level, meaning that at the group level, we didn't have a global vision of who our top clients were or who might become more important, which is essential in a commercial department, unless we manually consolidated the data. Requesting information from each entity would have taken time, given there were over 180,000 clients and around 120 countries.
What were the main challenges you faced in terms of governance for your international commercial operations?
It ties back to what we just discussed. The commercial directorate didn't exist before my arrival, so there were no questions about managing or governing commercial activities at the group level. Once my boss asked me to create a commercial directorate, it became necessary and essential to have this globalized, consolidated vision.
How did this project start? Did you hire a consulting firm to help you, or were there internal resources?
Internally, it was me and my small team. However, we were supported by a renowned consultant who helped us formalize the problem and our solutions, both in terms of resources and tools.
Once you identified the problem, what was recommended? What was the best solution to begin with?
We'll come back to this, but it was the first step, the foundation of the digital transformation. Exactly. You're completely right. We couldn't start a digital transformation without a unified global database, depending on what we were looking for. Our goal was to have a globalized view of our clients, so having a unified database was necessary.
What did the consulting firm propose?
The consulting firm, after reflecting on and studying our needs, formalized them and recommended creating a centralized master data team with a centralized tool. The second decision was related to our culture, meaning that we absolutely didn't want to be intrusive in the systems of different subsidiaries and organizations. On the contrary, it had to be non-intrusive, allowing for data to be gathered and consolidated effectively.
What made Samarki the ideal choice to meet this specific need?
Samarki was presented by the consulting firm as one of the highest-rated tools by Gartner, and it ticked all the boxes we required. It was cost-effective, didn't require extensive centralized resources, and could quickly achieve global consolidation. This is why we quickly decided to go with Samarkey.
So how long did it take to implement the solution within Savencia?
If we start from time zero, let's say it took 2 months for the strategy consulting firm to fully understand our needs and develop solutions and alternatives. Then, we went through a process of acceptance and approval by the top management of the group, which is quite normal when you're requesting investments and the creation of new roles. Once that was done, the entire process took 6 months, and we implemented Samarkey. In 6 months, we had pretty much deduplicated the 20-80 rule of our clients. It was relatively fast. After a year, we began to understand who our clients were and how they operated globally.
What process did Samarkey use to manage the standardization of this reference system?
Samarkey has extremely powerful algorithms. It pulls the necessary data from the different systems of the various subsidiaries and performs deduplication to create what we call a golden record. Essentially, you gather different entries for clients who might be the same across the various subsidiaries, and the algorithms work to indicate that certain clients are the same but named differently in the global, European, or French subsidiaries. The process happens quickly. It's really the algorithms doing the work. And then, of course, a decision is made to proceed or not with the suggestions of the algorithms.
What is the proportion where human intervention is necessary? I imagine the tool doesn't handle everything on its own. You probably can't delete client records without verifying them first. How important is the human role in all of this?
In fact, relatively little. The algorithms are truly designed to handle the deduplication, to find duplicates based on very rational criteria. The machine quickly provides the golden records. And two, I don't recall us needing to spend much time questioning the validity of the results because the solution was quite evident and self-explanatory.
How does having a reference system lay the foundation for your digital transformation? Often, when talking to companies, we find that a lot of transformation has happened at the data level, but one area that often remains neglected in many companies is governance. You, however, tackled governance first before starting your transformation.
Indeed, the fact that we started with governance is tied to our culture. As I mentioned, our subsidiaries are autonomous and work incredibly well, staying close to their consumers and clients. Naturally, they had different reference systems, so when we wanted to consolidate them at the group level, it was legitimate and logical. The strategy consulting firm clearly showed us the path, starting with addressing the reference systems. And the answer lies in your question when you say it's the foundation of the digital transformation. You're right. You have to start by putting in place a global, centralized, shared reference system, whatever name you want to give it. A common reference system that then allows you to build all other data uses on top of it, knowing that it is of high quality, consistent, and can be built upon.
Let me go back a little to the project. After the 6 months, once you found the solution and got management on board with the project, what were the KPIs for success? Because afterward, I'll ask what you observed that made the implementation successful. What KPIs did you put in place to ultimately measure the success of this project? Was it the promise of a higher penetration rate among clients? How did you manage that?
Well, the first KPI we had was simply that we started to have a view of our commercial operations on a global scale, which we didn't have before, except by querying different subsidiaries by email, fax, or phone. So, as soon as you begin to know who your top client is in terms of revenue and volume, and then apply algorithms to determine profitability, you've already made significant progress. You can then go to management and set up commercial policies tailored to these different clients, whether they are distributor clients like Carrefour, Auchan, Lidl, or food service clients like Sodexo or Pomona. And then our B2B clients, any client to whom we supply raw materials for making their own products. So once we have this information, we can also discuss with the management teams of these clients to implement joint strategies and create value together.
Now, moving on to the results, can you share some outcomes obtained thanks to the implementation of the Samarkey solution?
One of the first results is that Out of the 180,000 client names in the group that appeared before, once the data consolidation was done through Samarkey, we reduced that number to just 30,000. And so today, there is still work to be done because there are still some small clients. But the 20-80 rule has been addressed, and by covering these 20,000 to 30,000 clients, we now have almost the entirety of our revenue and global volume covered.
What are the next evolutions you foresee in the coming years?
Well, everyone is talking about artificial intelligence, of course. So today, we are observing, looking, learning, and trying to understand how artificial intelligence will help us improve the effectiveness and efficiency of our commercial operations. We are still in the early stages, like many companies, trying to understand and analyze how AI will allow us to go further once we have successfully established the common unified database that we mentioned earlier.
In conclusion, could you share a reflection or some advice for companies looking to integrate an MDM solution?
We've told, I would say, the success story. There are, of course, things that perhaps didn't go as well, pitfalls to avoid, and also other positive aspects we haven't discussed. In fact, we approached the problem while taking into account our company culture, and it turns out that the consulting firm perfectly understood this culture and proposed something completely in line with it. Looking back, I think we took the right approach. We could have been much more intrusive and imposed a unified database on the various subsidiaries. That would have required many more resources, much more time, probably a lot more people, and likely some resistance. Of course, as the subsidiaries are used to a certain autonomy, they might not have fully understood or appropriated the need for a unified database, which wouldn't necessarily have served them, since they already have the tools to work efficiently and competently in their respective areas. So I think the proper expression of the need, well articulated and understood by the consulting firm, allowed us to choose or find the most suitable tool. And that is what worked. Moreover, this tool is powerful. It came at a price that was quite acceptable for us, and it was implemented quickly. So as I said earlier, we checked all the right boxes. Moving forward, it's about artificial intelligence, as we've discussed, and seeing how we can go even further in managing and overseeing our commercial activities on a global scale.
Well, thank you very much, Philippe Millard. I remind everyone that you are the General Commercial Director at Savencia. Thank you so much for sharing this feedback on Samarkey, the different insights you were able to implement, and best of luck as you move towards AI.